The Lord bless you, Heart Dwellers. It's September the 12th, 2015, and the Lord had a very encouraging message tonight. He's quite interested in us reaching out to others, and he gave us some ideas, some beautiful ideas for how to touch the people around us. But first he talked about our relatives. And I'll just go ahead and begin the message. I ask the Lord, what do you have for your chosen ones tonight, Lord? And he answered me, tell them I love them, and each day I share in their sufferings and joys. I know only too well how dark things are in many of their hearts. I know all about their struggles over loved ones who as yet do not know me. But have I not promised, believe in me, and you will be saved, you and your household? That's Acts 16:31. Why do you suppose I made that promise to you, dear ones? Did I not foresee the agonies you would suffer as you watched your loved ones turn away from me, one by one? I have made provisions for all of your loved ones. I know them each intimately and also know exactly how to move on their hearts, as well as how to arrange circumstances so they can no longer resist me. In that critical moment, their minds will be cleared of all the clutter and they will see clearly their choices. Do not worry. I have them covered. Because these times are so frightful, I need you all to trust me to greater depths. I need you to release your loved ones to me in such a way that you do not agonize day after day after day. Rather, take care of my children, and I will take care of yours. Yes, do pray, but do not continue to agonize. I heard your prayers a long time ago, and continuing to beg me in this way is futile. But Lord, you said, he cut me off, but he said, yes, to be a pest, and I will answer. And I will answer the prayer because you bothered me and woke me up from a sound sleep. Well, now that you put it that way, Lord, the better way to pray when you think of your relatives is to lift them up to me and say, Jesus, I trust in you. And then be settled in your mind that this prayer was heard without wailing and travail. I promised you, believe in me and you will be saved, you and your whole household. And I am not slack concerning my promises, as some men count slackness, but I am long-suffering and not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It's 2 Peter 3:9. You see, there's a difference between believing and having trust and praying out of insecurity and not believing that I've already received that prayer and made provision. Faith requires you to believe when you pray and have confidence in me. As you release your loved ones to me, you begin to see others around you who are not safe, who have not heard the good news, who need a kindly touch to awaken their sleeping hearts. If all of you would turn your attentions to others as if they were your family, how soon I would be able to bring them into the kingdom. Truly, you are mothers in me when you tend to the flock as if it were your own. Who is my mother? Who are my brothers? And stretching out my hand toward my disciples, I said, behold my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of the Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother. That's Matthew 12:49. Many of you have turned your hearts to those around you who are still in need of salvation, and for that I am profoundly grateful. Some have even seen breakthroughs with people they thought would be the very last to respond to kindness and my message. You may not see results now, but you've planted seeds, and I will send others to water. Others have said ejaculatory prayers, very simply crying out to me, Lord, save them. And this too will bring forth fruit. Lord, I feel terribly lacking in this area of witnessing to others. You have a job, Claire. It's your job, for which you're well suited. There are those who've received me because of your faithfulness. Just continue on being faithful. You are bringing forth fruit in your own way. Thank you, Lord. That's a relief. Believe me, Satan will take every opportunity to cause each of you to condemn yourselves because you are not like this one or that one. Be yourself. Follow your allotted portion and do not mimic anyone else's path. Each of you has a particular gift, and for that I bring you into contact with very specific people because you will touch them with your own gift. People rarely reveal their true emotions or feelings. They keep themselves protected. They could be going through a raging divorce, and the one kindness you afford them could cause them to open up and need a listening ear. Then you can pray for them and slowly introduce me, a little at a time, and they'll begin to listen. Something inside will begin to awaken. So don't grow weary with the little things you do. Rather, sow hope everywhere you go. Even such simple things as there is a God and He does care for you deeply plants an element of hope. Some souls are at such a fragile place that they'll grab anything to keep themselves afloat. Many of you have given me the liberty to use your sicknesses and suffering for the unsaved. How beautiful that is. You truly are co-laborers in my vineyard. Others have tolerated an abusive relationship, offering your sufferings for their conversion. You will not lose your reward. So many ways that you do not notice how you impact the world for me, but someday you will. Don't do anything rote. Approach all as unique individuals and offer them quiet yet well thought out seeds of hope. Pray always that my spirit would give you the right words. A very effective prayer is, Lord, use me today. Let me bring some light into this world today. You know, I prayed that with my doctor last week, and for the first time, he shared something very profound that you did for him. Yes, he was dying, and you healed him. You see, I prefer to touch souls through my love, though they deserve much worse. It is my mercy and kindness that awakens their stony hearts. And this is how I wish to anoint those on this channel to reach others. Yes, when you feel that gentle, reassuring love flowing from your heart to a soul, that is my anointing reaching out from inside of you. Pay attention. I'm longing to touch them. I alone know the secret to their hearts. I alone know the timing involved. And if it is not that very moment, pray and your opportunity may come tomorrow. When you see someone suffering a headache or arthritis and you ask if you may pray for them, if they give their consent, you don't need eloquent prayers. Just lay gentle hands upon them and pray that I will reach through your arm and hand and touch them. With some, you may even have the liberty to say, do you believe that Jesus heals people? And then, do you believe that Jesus lives inside Christians? And then you may simply say, I'm going to ask him to reach out to you through me. Do you believe he can do that? Even acknowledging that I know their pains and trials and want to touch them can break the ice. It's not about being a hotshot. It's not about long anointed prayers or passionate, noisy, and embarrassing prayers. It's about my gentle touch, my still small voice, no theatrics involved, simple faith applied with wisdom and tenderness. Oh, how much you can accomplish with this approach. The gift of healing is always active within me. There's never a time I cannot heal. And the cry of your sincere heart is the key to activation. You don't expect enough from me, my children. You don't realize I languish over the suffering souls. And with a burning love you cannot comprehend, I long to touch them and make them whole. Where you feel a mere nudge, I feel deep passion, and you have the authority to bridge that gap and bring me to that person. When you respond in faith, obeying that still small voice, I am enabled to penetrate that soul with feelings they can barely understand, but feelings and sensations that are uniquely my way of touching the hurting, the languishing, the confused and lost. Your eyes are the windows to my soul. Your eyes reflect tenderness and concern. Ego and power trips should never be present, nor should fear and unbelief. Rather, be inspired to touch the hurting with my love flowing through you. There are many times when words just get in the way. Rather than tenderly laying hands on a soul, many pray impressive prayers that really are not necessary and sound canned, shallow, and insincere. Well, these are just a few things for you to be aware of when you go out to pray for others and bring my love to them. Be sensitive to my promptings. There are many times during the day I would like you to know something, but you're not paying close attention, and those opportunities just pass you by. If you feel a little nudge, pay attention. If you question, use your Bible promises to get a confirmation, just to get you started. Pay attention if you get a guidance or Holy Spirit. That's a confirmation that I'm working in that soul. Dear flock, take me out to the highways and the byways. Take me to work with you, shopping, traveling, waiting in line. Take me with you and listen. I bless you now with a new awareness of how I want you to touch others. In this week ahead, follow that inspiration and share on this channel how those around you are touched.